This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, skies are clear with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, it's a perfect day to be outside. Haifa is sunny and warm. In Eilat, temperatures are high. Tonight, expect a mild and pleasant evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, a suspect was arrested in connection with an election-related shooting. Police found a weapon under a bed in Yatta village. Also, from Walla, earlier this hour, the Israeli police have launched a national operation against youth violence amid budget cuts. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, unknown individuals attempted to ignite a memorial in London's Jewish neighborhood of Golders Green. Separately, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, Mossad director David Bernea praised operations against Iran and Hezbollah, highlighting strategic successes. And finally, from Forward, in earlier reporting, the Venice Biennale jury won't consider entries from Israel or Russia due to ICC charges against their leaders. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Frantzman, a military analyst, posted just minutes ago questioning past claims about Iran's missile capabilities, suggesting they may have been underestimated. Jewish Warrior 13, a political commentator, reacted 17 minutes ago to PM Netanyahu's statement calling the ICC corrupt, questioning its legitimacy. Eli Afriat, a local journalist, reported 20 minutes ago on another wave of IDF attacks targeting Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the arrest in Yatta, Israel Hayom reports that the police, alongside the IDF, seized the Carlo weapon. This follows a swift investigation into violence related to upcoming elections. The quick response aims to deter future incidents during this tense period. Turning to youth violence in Israel, Walla highlights the police's new national enforcement strategy. Despite budget constraints, they aim to curb rising youth violence. This move seeks to restore public trust and safety amid growing concerns. Meanwhile, in London, a memorial for victims of the Iranian regime faced vandalism. Israel Hayom notes the incident occurred in Golders Green, a historically Jewish neighborhood. Authorities are investigating this as a potential hate crime, raising concerns about anti-Semitism in the UK. Separately, the Jerusalem Post details Mossad's achievements against Iran and Hezbollah. Director Bernea underlines the strategic impact of these operations. This development strengthens Israel's security landscape and sends a clear message to regional adversaries. Finally, the Forward reports on the Venice Biennale's decision to exclude countries with leaders facing ICC charges. This impacts Israel's cultural diplomacy, limiting its engagement on the international art stage. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a new compensation plan for the Lion's Roar was approved, despite the Finance Ministry's opposition. This plan aims to support workers affected by recent economic shifts. Separately, Rami Levy Real Estate has entered the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. As Israel Hayom Business notes, this is the largest real estate offering this year, valued at approximately 521 million shekels. And finally, CTEC reports escalating tensions at SAP as workers halt responses to system failures. This follows management's decision to cancel a collective agreement, adding pressure to the company. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.